For the record, my name is Sandra Matheson, and I'm the director of the Office of Victim Assistance within the Attorney General's Office. For over 30 years, I have advocated for the rights of victims of crime, 23 of them with the Attorney General's Office. And I'm here today on behalf of many advocates and victims to strongly urge the committee not to exclude violent offenders from the 9-month mandatory release policy. This policy, as someone said, is often being called an early release and even anti-victim policy, when in reality it is a 9-month mandatory intensive supervision policy that enhances public safety for the public and for victims of crime. I was involved along with other advocates and victims in proposing this policy, and we believe that it not only enhances safety, but allows victims to have the opportunity to address their safety concerns and have some input into the offender's reentry plan with the parole. Sentencing in New Hampshire, as you know, requires that each defendant be sentenced to a minimum and maximum. And I think there's been so much confusion when it comes to sentencing in New Hampshire. Inmates, with a small exception of those that may be granted sentence reductions, must serve their minimum sentence before they're eligible for parole. And if they abide by programming and they behave themselves within prison, the vast majority of those inmates are released at that minimum sentence and are then on parole until their maximum sentence ends. What is often not understood is that the inmates we're talking about here, the violent offenders and the sex offenders, are those that cannot be held any longer. And once that maximum sentence comes up, they are out and they must be released, and there's nothing that we can do to keep them in any longer. They can move in without any supervision, they can move next door to their victims, and as an advocate, I have to tell a family, we can't control that. If they want to move next door to you, there's nothing that we can do to control it. They are being released now, or before, into our communities, moving below the radar and accountable to no one. These are the inmates having served lengthy sentence who, we talked about sex offender treatment in prison, these are the inmates that have absolutely refused to do any programming. They want to max out in prison. To be released early for them is a punishment. Because this past fall, I'll just do a quote that I saw on the front page of the Union Leader, and it was from a very high-risk inmate. And he had taunted the parole board, and I quote, "I will max this whole bleep right out, dude. I will sit back in my cell until November 2011 and max this whole thing out and smile." For him to be released early was a punishment because he didn't want any supervision. He wanted to do exactly what he wanted to do himself. Senate Bill 52 would exclude the very population that this policy was intended for. And it is so important that it be mandated for these offenders, because they are going to get out. And any and all supervision that is intended for them is better than no supervision at all. One of the things that DOC didn't mention was what they have done is they've really created a whole intensive supervision policy intended specifically for this population, which includes more home visits and inspections, random drug testing, and many other provisions. These inmates, and I need to say, these inmates would never have gone before the parole board. The parole board would never have even seen them to put restrictions on them. Now would have to come before the parole board, who could then also implement more restrictions. Victims will then have an ability to present and speak about their concerns before the parole board, which wasn't happening before. And in fact, Peter Michaud, the director of the Department of Corrections Victim Services, along with other advocates, has drafted a really incredible protocol for victim safety and support during the reentry process, specifically addressing victims' concerns and providing them with support as they go through this very traumatizing reentry process. I would ask this committee, when it comes to public safety and safety for victims, what is better? To keep violent offenders in prison for another 9 months and then be forced to release them into community with nothing? Or to mandate those violent offenders have 9 months of intensive supervision so we can have some control over where they live and what they do? In regards to the 90-day parole revocation policy. I support giving the parole board, we support giving the parole board more more discretion. And I think that factors such as the nature of the original offense, the impact on the victim, the type of parole violation that was done, and also how the inmate behaved once he was brought in should all be taken into consideration when looking at that mandatory 90-day. So in summary, I really urge you to not exclude the violent offender population from the early release bill and to consider giving the parole board the discretion they need to ensure that violent offenders and sex offenders are not right back on the street at 90 days. And I thank you for your input.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming in this afternoon, and thanks for your testimony. Perhaps you can clarify something for me. I always understood that if someone had been convicted of a sex offense, that they were put on a sexual offense registry, where they were going to have to register with the local police. They were going to have restrictions about where they could live and what they could do. Am I mistaken that that no longer exists? Because I've heard other testimony talk about that these people are just let out and there's nothing. And have we done away with that? Because
no,
again, my understanding is there are restrictions
for
sex offenders.
Yeah, the sex offender registry exists, and I'm not the expert on the sex offender registry, but Ann or Bill?
Certainly the responsibility for the offense.
I'm sorry,
Bill McGonigal, Assistant Commissioner of Corrections. The requirement for offenders to register with the Sex Offender Registry does exist. When an offender is released under parole supervision, one of the first requirements of that parole is for them to make that registry happen, and the parole officer makes sure that is carried forth. If they go out without supervision, then it's incumbent upon law enforcement to catch that offender who hasn't registered. There's no way for us to impel that because we have no further hold over that offender. So it's on their own to do it.
Thank you.
Yes, Senator Luther.
I'm sure there's a broad range, but can you give us some idea for sex offenders what might be the typical time of incarceration for them, or is it just all over the board?
It is all over the board. I think we've seen sentences for sex offenders increase dramatically in the last 10, 20 years, but I could not give you the average sentence of a sex offender today in the state prison, but it can be long term, or it can be depending on the violence of the offense and right, the charges that they're charged with and that kind of thing.
Please.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that.
We do have one more question.
Oh, sure. Yes, sir.
Again, I'm not sure if you're the right person to be asking this question, but you had mentioned that our current sentencing law requires that once they reach the maximum sentence, that we can't hold them any longer. Would one solution in the long term, and I realize not in the short term for people who are in prison, but what would one solution in the long term be to add this to our sentencing laws that go to their maximum sentence, but whenever they're released, they have to have 9 months of supervision?
Well, I think as the Attorney General had mentioned, there are states in the country that mandate that parole, that everyone that's released, even if they serve the max, is mandated to be under parole supervision. This is our solution to that because we do not have that in effect, and I would not be the person to really say whether that is a solution or not, but certainly would be an option to look at.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, no.
Well, that was kind of my question. It sounds like your concern is it's after release, it's that window. And I'm just wondering if our law, we don't have that in place in current law, it sounds like.
Right. the most important thing is for these violent inmates
right.
to have some kind of supervision, intensive supervision, when they are released.
Yes.
And this does do it for the minimum of the, you know, 9 months.
With sex offenders versus other, what's the recidivism, typical recidivism rate for them versus others? Do you have a sense on that?
I work with victims, so I don't know the offender questions, and I would refer them back to the Department of Corrections. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I do have copies of my testimony.
All right.